Welcome to News Over Brews, the only podcast that breaks down the best of this week's pop culture over a nice cold beer. Sponsored by PopBreak.com. I am your host and moderator, Al Manarino. Welcome back to News Over Brews. Surprisingly, I haven't killed my two co-hosts at this point. It's been a long time since we had a new episode, and I'm really excited. And at the same time, once again, kind of in this murder-suicide kind of vibe that I want to just destroy both of you because you are killing me inside. I'm talking about, of course, my two co-hosts, Ryan DeMarco.
Well, I feel like that's a little homicidal and a little freaky. I don't know why you want to kill us. I mean, we drove all the way up here. We made you food. I gave you a shoulder rub before, and we brought you delicious beer. So I don't understand the hostility.
And Lucas Jones.
Yeah, and when Ryan says we made you food, I want to make it clear that I made you food. I made a delicious. There's a thing in my beer. Hang on. There we go. I made you delicious burgers that were stuffed with cheese and bacon and topped with a custom, might I add, peach, corn, and cilantro salsa, which your girlfriend loved.
Let's just skip over the fact that you just threw something out of your glass and onto my floor without any hesitation.
Sorry, no one will see it.
It's just beer.
Yes, this is a very rare occasion that we're actually all together. I think this is.
It's happening more and more frequently.
Yes,
yeah,
we're
like, it's less rare and more happening all the time. Get your facts straight out.
We're trying to make this whole thing work. Us being together.
We're trying to make it work.
We're trying to make it work.
For the kids.
We're doing a long distance
relationship. We really need to make it work for the kids. They're counting on us.
Yeah. The kids of the future.
That's right. Well, since I have you all here, Lucas, why don't you tell us about this lovely beer that we're actually, let me tell the story about this beer.
Okay.
So, usually Lucas says, you know, we're drinking a, Imperial Stout by Abita, and it's a, the Bourbon Street Imperial Stout. It's aged 100% in bourbon barrels, and it's 10% alcohol from the Abita Springs in,
is that Louisiana?
What's LA? I always forget.
Really?
I always forget.
Did you say what's LA?
You not remember your state abbreviations?
I don't.
Think of the other states that begin with an L.
Yeah. What other states begin with an L?
California.
Yes.
Stab you in the throat.
Ahead, come
going,
on, guys.
Keep going.
Help me out.
Keep going.
Seriously? Well, think of all the states that start with an L.
It'd be Louisiana.
What's the other one?
Come on,
keep
dude.
Going. Keep
there
going.
There is not another one.
Yeah, there is.
Yes, there is.
You're killing me, guys. Just say it.
No, I'll give you like a minute to try to think of it.
Go ahead.
In the meantime, you think of that. I'll introduce the beer.
No. There was a backstory.
I can tell the backstory. I know the backstory.
You don't know the backstory.
The year was 1862.
No, I don't care about where it's from. All right, so it is the Bourbon Street Imperial Stout from Abita. Now, the reason that this beer is so special to me, it was I actually received this beer at. I went to the Bacon and Beer Classic, and I was a vendor there, not knob-related. Yeah, I used it.
And that's what we're called.
That's exactly what
You're
we're
slowly,
called.
Slowly accepting getting it. Comfortable with
yes.
it.
Yes. So, and while I was there, they let the vendors come onto where this was, and we were at Citi Field, and we got to be on Citi Field, and we were drinking all these beers from different breweries, and they had all these beers for free, and one of them was this pint bottle, you know, this bomber bottle Imperial Stout, and I said to myself, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to drink this here. I need to work. But I knew two people who would love to drink this one day, and mm-hmm. I wanted to save this for a podcast, and you guys are making fun of me and shit. I don't like it, because I saved this beer for you guys.
Just so you know, Al, there is only one state that's
and it's motherfuckers. I know you're trying. I knew you were
Wait, really?
Tricking me.
You had yeah. me. I thought there was two states.
I got you two?
Yeah.
What was the other one, right?
LaGuardia?
Yes, LaGuardia.
The great state of LaGuardia. Okay, so these two idiots aside, see, you impersonated me, now I'm impersonating you. How does it feel?
Terrible.
So this is Abita Bourbon Street Imperial Stout. It's 100% aged in bourbon barrels. It's really good. Let's see, let's get the sip going. So right off the bat, You're getting a very sweet bourbon flavor, which kind of fades and leads you into more of a chocolate caramel territory, and finishes off, interestingly, in a coffee and, like, roasted barley. Mm. And, like, the roastedness lingers. So, like, the coffee flavor is not super there, but, like, that roasted, slightly dry feel is what lingers. That's, like, an interesting order, because usually the sweetness is the last thing, especially in a bourbon stout. Like, in a bourbon stout, usually you get, like, booze, bourbon, roast, and then, like, whatever kind of malt bill is in there. But this one is nice. It finishes on that roasty flavor, and then something really cool happens when you take a drink and then breathe out through your nose. So,
oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. There's more caramel and some vanilla that sneaks in there, too.
Smoked vanilla.
Yes, which is a flavor vanilla that's present because of the bourbon barrel aging. If you don't know, you're like, why are you breathing out through your nose? There's a thing we do a lot, and, like, when these guys are having some trouble, even when I'm having trouble, like, picking out flavors from intense beers like this, because the booze can hide a lot, and in very complicated beers, basically what happens is you take a sip, and you breathe in the sip. So, like, you're drinking, but you're also breathing in. So you're getting a little bit of the smell, and then you swallow the sip, and then you breathe out. Breathe out from your lungs and let it come out through your nose. And you can actually get, because a lot of taste comes from smell. You know, that old experiment where if you eat something, you can taste a whole bunch of stuff. But then if you eat it with your plugging your nose, you can't taste as much or anything.
Yeah, you block out a lot of stuff.
So if you breathe out through your nose, this is a common strategy when tasting scotches and whiskeys and bourbons. Because you pick up those more subtle vanilla, oak, caramel flavors. So if you're having trouble figuring out flavors on a beer, give that a shot. Also, if you're out on a date with a girl who really likes craft beer, just do that. And she'll be like, what are you doing? And then you can explain this to her, and she'll be like, wow, he's so worldly.
She'll be insta-wet.
Yeah. I wasn't going to be that crude with
that
it.
That was very crude.
I meant the glass. Like, she'll be like, wow, I already spilled my, I already tipped my beer in my glass, and
Lucas... It was a good save. I'm going to give him that.
And he's the man with a girlfriend, somehow.
Listen, if any of you guys have trouble trying to decipher what's in your glass... We will give you Lucas's number. Yep. He is called. He is also the Bloodhound. FBI calls him in when they find a spilt glass
or
tweet at us. They find some substance on the floor. They call him in to
tweet at us at News Over Brews, and Lucas will personally respond to you 6 weeks later. So if you're trying to say, "Oh man, I really want to, what is this flavor I'm trying to get?" Like, let me tweet at these guys. Let me see.
Yeah,
he will respond in a timely fashion, and when I say timely, I mean 6 to 8 weeks later, you will get a response, and it probably will not be relevant to the situation you are in
right
now.
It's like sending a notice to the government, and they kind of take forever to
respond. Honestly, you're better off sending him a letter through carrier pigeon.
I heard actually Obama is actually quick with the pen. He gets back to you pretty fast.
Yeah.
It's about half the time Lucas does.
Oh, nice.
Lucas is very busy with the people. And
yeah, he's a people person.
You know.
So do you guys want to tell me what you taste, or are you just going to...
Oh, okay.
Well, I already went into it. I get a strong thing of, like dark, rich oak, roasted, not smoked vanilla, some cocoa bean, I would say.
Just big rehash.
Also, like it tastes like... I'm getting a lot of... It sounds weird to say it, but, like, it's not like a, it's like caramel, but it's like, it reminds me of like a roasted Werther's original in here. It's like a prepackaged delight just in the epicenter of this thing. It's quite tasty and rich and sticks with you a little bit, but that's, I figure, something that's usually found with a bourbon or barrel aged beer. But how about you, Alfred?
Initially, I was getting a very, very boozy start. Like right when you sip, you get that booze. Like it hits you. It's a 10% beer. It's gonna hit you, and it's aged 100% because they say it right on the label.
And labels don't lie.
Labels do not lie in bourbon barrels. But the good thing about it is you don't get that boozy aftertaste. You get more of that. You get that cocoa, the kind of like that coffee aftertaste. And once I'm drinking it, once I've actually, like, have started, like fully getting into this beer, it's become less and less boozy. I don't know if I'm getting used to it in the sense, but what I'm trying to say is it's actually quite enjoyable for a high percentage beer. It's not like you're. It's not killing you.
And yeah, I think the booze flavor is coming a lot from the bourbon barrels and not from the actual alcohol content, you know. And the other thing that I wanted to say is that, like, this is not a super dense,
no,
thick beer. It's almost got a quality of like a pale ale. But so it's like I would say it's like in terms of mouthfeel and flavor, it's almost like a bourbon barrel aged Schwartz beer.
A or personal like a favorite black of yours. Lager,
a personal favorite of mine. It's got a very pale ale type mouthfeel, and it's a little thicker than that. It's somewhere between like a pale ale and a stout, and I think that probably comes from the flaked oats that they use while they're brewing. Whenever you see oats added to a beer, it's going to be a little bit thicker than your base. So if you see like a pale oat lager, it's going to be a little thicker than a regular lager. When you see an oatmeal stout, it's going to be a little thicker mouthfeel than a regular stout. And I think a lot of the body from this beer comes from oats, which is a transparent enough flavor that all the other awesome flavors can still come through.
It's good to know.
That's pretty good. I got nothing to top that.
Yeah. And one more thing that I've noticed, as someone who drinks a lot of scotch,
I don't know when you find the time to drink.
If you're a scotch drinker, this is reminiscent of a scotch, a very mild scotch from the Islay region, which. And funnily enough, that's the only region of scotch that scotch from that region is the only one stuff that I'll drink. I've never actually looked up how to properly pronounce that. I feel as though Islay is correct. It's Islay. Because yeah. Islay doesn't seem like a proper pronunciation of a region of Scotland. So I'm going to go with Islay. Feel free to correct me.
Tweet at News Over Brews
to correct find my pronunciation.
Lucas's factual errors.
Correct Lucas, and he will see that response in 6 to 8 weeks.
But if you're a Scotch drinker, this is reminiscent of a somewhat mild Scotch from that region. Nothing too peaty, nothing too oaky, but definitely something more probably in like the 8 to 10 year range of an Islay Scotch. So I'm like super digging this.
Yeah, me too. Guys, rating.
10.
Go. 9.5.
Yeah, I would actually give it a 9.5.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
If it had a little more, for me, if it had a little more flavor, I think it would have pushed it to the 10 region.
You want more flavor?
No, like, I want more flavor over the booziness.
Bless.
Thank you. But yeah, I feel like this beer is stellar, and we've been waiting months to drink it because I've kept it in my fridge. I'm like, oh, we'll save it for a podcast. We'll save it for a podcast. I never did. So I'm glad we finally got to open it up. And thank you, Lucas, as always, for that great review. If you can find this beer, we highly recommend it, obviously. We got a 10. Lucas rarely gives 10s.
Yeah, barely ever.
I can count on my one hand how many 10s he's given.
I can count on one finger how many times he's given a 10. No, but yeah, if you can find the Abita, was it Bourbon Street
Imperial Stout. I've never seen it in the wild, and I've been to some crazy beer shops, and I've never seen it in the wild.
Yeah, and this guy has seen a fucking, he's seen a Zapdos one time in the wild, mm-hmm.
I've seen attack ships off the shoulder of Orion.
All those memories lost.
Glittering, oh no, in the darkness next to...
What is this reference that you guys are butchering?
Blade Runner.
I've seen sea beams glittering in the something. All these memories will be lost. Like tears in the rain.
Time to die.
Pigeon.
We should have said that at the end of the podcast.
You
should have.
You know what? There's still time, guys.
There's still time.
If you guys can think of the whole speech, maybe you guys can put it at the end.
Well, let's see.
Well, moving on to our first topic of the night, and hopefully this is going to go a lot faster than... normal podcast. We're talking about something that kind of cool that was just announced today. Basically the president of content and development, Nickelodeon, says that him and Nickelodeon have actually been contemplating reviving some old shows. Like, remember, it's like 2 years ago, they brought back the 90s, like all the 90s programs, literally all the 90s programs they brought back at Nick at Night. And it was cool because it showed how much people cared about that content that was getting created, stuff like Rugrats and all that, and Hey Arnold, Real Monsters, you know, what was it? Is it Pete and Pete? There's another show like that, right? Yeah, Pete and Pete. The Adventures of Pete and Pete, Double Dare, yeah, Pete and Pete. Hey Dude. Like, there were so many shows in the 90s that people, like, loved. And so now they're thinking about, well, why not revitalize those shows? Like, why not bring them back? So I think it's a cool idea. I think at the same time, you know, there's probably a lot of original ideas you can probably be doing. But, you know, if the network thinks that they need new – or if the network thinks that they need to bring past properties and, like, reboot them in this reboot culture that we've always been talking about, then why not? Let's try it out. So I thought instead of just talking about the news of it all, I would throw it to my two co-hosts and myself and say, in the 90s Nickelodeon – era of shows, which one would you want to see get second life or a reboot of some sort?
Can I pick two?
Lucas, you can go. I'll give you two.
Animaniacs.
Not fucking Nickelodeon. So that's...
I know.
One strike.
You're drunk. Go home.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if that would piss you off or not. Tonight's drinking game, by the way, has been substituted in favor of pissing Al off. So you can suspend the rules of the normal News Over Brews drinking
can
game.
Can I have the rules of the first one? Because you guys never told me yet.
Suspend the normal rules
of
the
drinking game.
I know
it's about me. Just tell
and
me.
And every time Al snaps at either Ryan or myself, you can feel free to take a drink.
I started the podcast off saying how much I wanted to murder both of you. I don't think I could snap further than that.
We can push the boundaries.
I know you can.
I'm going to have to go with Rocko's Modern Life.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. The thing was... I really like that show now.
It's a great show.
I didn't understand it when I was younger. The subtlety in
the
humor.
There's
a lot of mature humor hidden in a lot of 90s cartoons.
Yes. But here's my problem with that is...
Even before the 90s.
Well, I know. And so like, it would be nice to have that show come back around. But the problem is, and I think I know where Al's objection is going to be to this. I'm going to interrupt you and take your point away
from you. Take the point away.
It could be with any of them.
It's not going to be the same show. It's not going to be as subtle.
I think that goes
for anyone. If it's going to be a kid's show, it's going to be what modern SpongeBob has been.
Yes. You literally took my exact name.
I know.
Yeah.
So old SpongeBob was pretty good, and then it started
old SpongeBob was phenomenal.
Well, and then it started becoming like a children show.
Yeah.
You know, and the subtlety was lost in favor of like loud voices and all that stuff.
Yeah, the
and
adult
then,
jokes, the dumb humor, like all of that was washed away with just stupidity.
So, but there only seems to be two modes nowadays, and it's either that or the gritty reboot.
Or like, you know, what like with the Cartoon Network shows have been doing. They're like out there, like crazy weird ideas, like regular show.
But even that would not... wouldn't work because it was never a show like that. Like, you'd have to try to capture the feel of the original show.
Yeah, but no, I'm not saying do shows like that. I'm saying, like, Nickelodeon is going to they're going to take a show like Rocko's Modern Life and they're going to just take the characters and give them new adventures, but not give the subtlety and the adult humor. And that's what I'm scared of about with any show that they bring back.
Maybe it'll be good.
Yeah, that's maybe. What I wanted to. Rye, going to you.
I mean, as much as I'd love to see classic characters come back, like Rocko's Modern Life, Hey Arnold, Kenan and Kel, which Kel's coming back, by the way.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's back alive, actually. He's going to be on. He's got a show called Game Shakers. He's back. They poured some orange soda on his grave, and he just rose back to life. He's like, I do. So he's coming back to a show called Game Changers, something like that. It's coming to Nickelodeon the 12th, and that's going towards the original conversation when we were having Nickelodeon trying to go back to the 90s, bring back obviously old castmates. Mm-hmm. Will it work? I think temporarily, yes. Of course, in a few years it won't, because it's just these shows are gone with a better time. I think we would say that of TV, of like cartoons. Cartoons now, I think, are just dreadful. It's just visual sludge on the screen.
It depends. And like, I don't want to interrupt your point, but have you seen stuff like
Archer or Bob's Burgers?
Well, no, not even that. Like,
that's not kids' animation, though.
What else? A regular show and Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Well, if you say no to Bob's Burgers and Archer, but you're gonna say yes to Rick and Morty, I think those are in the same category. In terms of like audience and humor and all that kind of stuff, it's in the same audience.
Well, see,
regular show on Adventure Time are kid, like, generally, like, they're actually marketed towards kids. Rick and Morty, Bob's Burgers, and Archer are definitely, okay. Especially Archer and Rick and Morty are generated towards
We're in a time where shows are a complete different beast, and the old shows just don't fit anymore. They don't. Hey Arnold, if it was shown now, would not work because it's this zany, off-the-wall humor that is just so bizarre, and it's just stupid funny. And Hey Arnold,
were you watching the same show?
Hey Arnold was like,
Hey Arnold was not zany. Hey Arnold was like one of the most real shows ever.
I'm saying today's shows.
Oh yeah, they're weird.
Hey Arnold was more grounded. Oh, yeah. It tied things to like to actual life. Mm. Rugrats, I fucking hated Rugrats. I didn't give a shit about Rugrats.
I liked All Grown Up actually better than Rugrats.
Rugrats has
given me like one of my own like one of my favorite quotes of all time though.
Go.
So it's Stu, what are you doing? What are you doing up at 3 a.m.? I'm making pudding. Why? Because I've lost all control of my life.
And that's the kind
that's,
of
that's hu- an approximation.
That's the kind of like, humor that you're not gonna get in a reboot.
You're not gonna get. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Like you're not gonna get that anymore. You get this stupid shit, and like you watch it, and Rick and Morty. I would if I was like a monkey, I would throw my shit at that show. Like,
do you not like that show?
Rick and Morty?
Have you watched it?
Or what's the other one? What's the other?
Rick and Morty's a great show. It's Dan Harmon.
You know, Rick and
Morty's
awesome.
It's like Back to the Future.
Maybe I'm thinking about another show. What the hell is it? Zed. I don't know why I confused those. Yeah.
The last episode. Not the last episode, because I missed the last episode, but the episode before that of Rick and Morty was dark. Was really dark.
I have no idea.
What is the show that you would want to see rebooted?
Answer
the fucking question.
I would like to see Rocco's Modern Life.
Can't. He said that already. Go.
I would like to... Honestly, I would like to see a classic... Kenan and Kel. I would love to see Kenan and Kel. They're not going to come back. They're not going to... It's gone with the times. It's not going to be... If they bring it back, it's going to be depressing. And it's going to be like, it's not that good. You know, it's going to be different voice actors. It's going to be different material. They're going to, of course, modernize it. You know, everybody's going to have a damn cell phone. They're not going to be playing basketball anymore. They're going to be, Snapchat me a picture of your butt. And, like it's going to be, like, stupid stuff like that. And it's going to be, like, it's gonna fade away. Because, like, unfortunately, it's tough to write what has gone wrong with those shows. Or, like, any kind of show these days, really. I mean, there's a few shows that are good. But, like, it's kind of like the modern times. Like, a lot of cell phone jokes. A lot of, like, modernized jokes that just didn't work in the 90s because they didn't exist. And you can't just erase that to bring back a better time, so-called better time. It's tough. I would love to see any of these shows come back just to kind of bring back the better days. But it's just they're gone. They're not going to come back. And if they bring them back, it's going to be a nostalgia, like, high from it. Like, oh, my God, they're back. But like it's
like Girl Meets World.
Yeah, that was just for the cash, you know. It was just, oh, great, you know, let's bring back an old fucking... I don't even know how that show's doing. I don't watch it. I can't imagine it's doing that great.
I've heard mixed things. Here's what I want to say. I want to say...
First, the show you want to see brought back, if any.
Let me start off with the show that they're going to bring back, most definitely.
All right.
And the reboot of it is going to be horrible because they're going to try too hard. And that's all that. It's a definite.
Wait. You know what we're totally missing out on? Now that we've all said our picks? Three. The three shows that I actually still watch. Double Dare.
Yeah.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I was going to get
and then,
Double Dare.
That's all things that they've talked about.
The other one. The Agro
Figure
Crag.
It out.
No, with the Crag. It had like the different events and like the British referee and they had sent the kids up the giant mountain.
I forgot about that.
They like sent them boogie boarding on like
a wave
pool
of that?
And shot them with water cannons.
I was gonna mention
it's
Double
like the,
Dare.
It's like the kid version of
I don't remember the name of the show. I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't remember exactly.
American Gladiators. It's the kid version of American Gladiators.
Okay.
So, that's okay, guys. I wasn't in the middle of a point.
Go ahead, continue with your point.
No, it's fine. No.
He had a breakthrough thought. It was a lovely thought. Go ahead, Al. Go ahead and finish.
What I was trying to say was that they're going to probably bring back all that just because it's the easiest thing to do. Like, all right, we don't have to spend so much time with animation. All we have to do is cast it and then just film some skits, blah, blah, blah. All that was funny because we fell in love with the characters. They did a lot of recurring stuff. It was just, it was goofy, funny, and it was self-aware, and it just was great. And we saw a lot of, you know, a lot of these people of the 90s that we just kind of fell in love with, I guess, like Kenan and Kel. I mean, they got their own show out of it because they were so freaking funny on all that. The show I would want to see, but at the same time, I don't want to see because I don't want it tarnished in any way, would be Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold was my childhood. It really was. I connected with Hey Arnold. I connected with
it. It was just a great show. Like, who didn't want his bedroom?
I still want his bedroom, and I own a house. I want his bedroom. It's
never
coolest,
enough time. Yeah.
It's the coolest bedroom ever. But, I mean, there was. Go back and watch Hey Arnold. There's so many great things about that show. Like, the mystery surrounding his parents' disappearance, which is such a dark thing
what
to
was,
have.
What was the musician? What the hell was his name?
The music. Oh, Dino Spumoni.
Dino Spumoni.
Yeah, the Frank Sinatra guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, that show was so great. I don't. Like, but, like, how would you reboot it? Would you start it from the beginning? Would you have him in a different, like, all right, that was what? Elementary school? Would you have him in middle school? Would you have him in high school?
PS
would you have him in college?
He was in.
You're going to show Hey Arnold in college banging girls and smoking weed? Like, what?
I'd watch that show.
I'd watch that too. But, like, what I'm saying, like.
Pothead
like,
Arnold?
How would they, he definitely would be a pothead. Or Gerald. But that's racist.
Gerald would be the drug dealer.
That's even racist.
Oh.
That's
even worse. It's going to go in Ryan's racist folder.
Ryan's racist folder.
I'm sorry. Who else but Pasty? It's Pasty. Pasty. You never know what he's going to say next. It's Pasty. Pasty. Giggity, giggity. I'm a racist.
Yeah. So, what I was trying to say was, I don't know how they're going to reboot Hey Arnold, and if they do, how are they going to do it? Are they going to do it in high school? Are they going to do it in college, middle school? Like, and, like, how do you do it? Like, do you have the same voice actors? Do you get the same writers?
Yeah.
Like, are they even alive at this point? Like, I know it was just the 90s, but still, like.
It's
like
a million years ago.
But will it have the same effect? Just do original programming and leave those shows alone. And this is from someone who wants to see more of those things.
Well, why do you think they're going back to the original stuff? Because they can't think. What,
no,
why do you think they're going back to the throwback?
They can. They just don't. They
they're
know
lazy.
No,
they are
nostalgia.
Lazy.
Nostalgia and reboots are profitable, apparently. They're like, oh, well, these guys are doing it. Why don't we do it?
They want to bring back the old successes for wonderful, for great ratings and, you know, just to be like, because they were the king. Them and Cartoon Network, I would even, you know, Nickelodeon maybe.
Yeah, but you don't.
Right, they were kings in the 90s.
I was just going to say to myself, you don't see Cartoon Network rebooting Dexter's Lab. You know what they're doing? They're rebooting Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
They're bringing back Powerpuff Girls.
It was a great show.
It's a great show. And they can probably do it successfully. You know why? Because they're just going to continue it. If you're going to be, listen, Nickelodeon, I know you listen to News Over Brews on the reg.
Can we call you Nick?
Nick. Listen, Nick.
Nick, I feel like we know you personally.
Nick, I know you listen to the show on the reg. So what we're going to tell you, we're going to tell you this. If you're going to reboot these shows, stop right there. Don't reboot them. This is what you're going to do. Continue them.
Yeah. I was...
Make it a, you know, if it's the fifth season of Hey Arnold, make it the fifth season. Like, don't even just, don't start from one. Hey Arnold is not a show where you're like, all right, this guy needs a backstory. No, he's a student. Like, that's it. He's got friends.
Give him the origin story.
Yeah, you don't need a gritty reboot. You don't need any of that. Just go. Continue.
I will say.
Hey, all that's a different story. Just take it and ruin it. You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, you know what they're good. They're great. Yeah, whatever you say.
Now you know how I feel when we're talking about Star Trek and Star Wars and
those were good
Abrams.
Things. I don't. I'm
now
shut
you
up.
Know. Well, now you know how I feel.
Well, the one thing, the one thing I will say that I would, you know, not that I would mind seeing. Like if you do it, I would be like, okay, fine. Was all that? All that? Honestly, was not. I didn't think it was great. I thought it had, had some good stuff.
Yeah.
Had some really strong cast members.
I liked it.
Could have been better. Like, they had a lot of duds. Like, Saturday Night Live. Like, there's some good stuff. Wonderful writing. Great character.
Oh,
they
like
got duds. No. If you get some truly gifted teens that are not just, they make a funny noise and everybody, like, if they have some truly gifted teens, you can make a great All That show.
Yeah. You know what's sad, though? Like, as much as I love all the 90s programs, you can do it. whatever you want to any of the 90s programs, but kind of leave Hey Arnold alone, because I love that show. Honestly, like, I don't give a shit about Rugrats. You already rebooted it, in a sense, a couple years ago with All Grown Up.
Which wasn't terrible.
It wasn't. I liked All Grown Up. I gave three shits about Angry Beavers. Real Monsters, yeah. I kind of did not even watch.
I liked Real Monsters.
Real Monsters. Real Monsters.
All right, for everybody that's normal, I call them Real Monsters.
No, because
I've never seen that show.
I don't know what the show is.
I never said, hey, hon, hey, Ryan, what are you watching? Oh, I'm watching Real Monsters.
Well, that's the name of the show, and so that's what you
would
have said.
Maybe Rocko's Modern Life, I would, pump the brakes, kid. But, like, at the same time, just like, hey, Arnold, don't touch it. If you're going to do it, just continue it. Don't fucking make it a reboot.
Touch me instead. Just leave Arnold out of it.
Exactly. But yeah, so Nick, do whatever you want. Just, we have no control of it.
Nick, listen, the three guys over at Knob think that you're horrible for even mentioning the good graces of the 90s shows. But, you know, if you're going to, vandalize it, do whatever you got to do.
If you're going to bring those shows back, just start with Double Dare and Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Those are the easy ones.
Easy. Like, do it. See how people react. Like, oh, cool, this is great. Then attempt to go into the animation department, but just don't.
Also, while we're on the subject, can someone bring back American Gladiators? Because I love that show.
I don't think they have any control of that, but yeah, sure.
But they know people.
They might know people. Moving on to more content, because that is what the show is about. It is content.
Phase 2.
Phase dose. And no, we're not talking about Marvel.
Phase 2.
Not Phase 2. We're not talking about Marvel.
No, that's where we introduced the magic knob.
That's true. What?
All right, that literally sounds like a dick right there.
Listen, man, I'm just putting words out there.
The magic knob.
The magic knob. The next thing we're talking about, actually Ryan brought it up, so hopefully he knows a little more about it, is supposedly Apple wants to delve into... I think that's
what word was that?
12.
12.
Apple wants to get into creating original content. And just like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon.
Well, they apparently want to compete with Netflix. So the question is, can they?
Good luck. Is that Netflix saying that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are they talking to the phone to Netflix, who's about to be kidnapped?
Apple is like, I will come for you, and I will create content like you. And then Netflix goes, good luck.
Well, look, Amazon has an Emmy-winning Emmy-nominated show with Transparent. Hulu
and Amazon just picked up Top Gear.
That's true. Amazon
Amazon Prime exclusive. They have to buy Amazon Prime.
I know. Amazon, it's $50. Not bad for the year.
We'd rather just torrent it illegally.
But you also get like 1 or 2 day free.
I do buy a lot of stuff from Amazon.
I know,
actually.
Right? It's kind of worth it. Yeah. But like, there's so Netflix, I mean, is a gigantic, amazingness when it comes to creating original content, with House of Cards, Wet Hot American Summer, Daredevil, Orange is the New Black. It's just, they keep pumping out just excellent, great content. And now Apple, who, with their Apple TV, they put all of these applications on their device. So you can stream Netflix, you can stream Hulu, you can stream HBO, and now they want to get in their own game of streaming original content.
Well, this is interesting.
Oh, hit us up, Ryan, since you finally looked up the information.
I don't mean to jump in there.
Oh, jump.
But apparently,
jump away.
Early development of this started when Apple apparently got the idea. They made
from
it.
Everyone else.
Hey, you know what would be
they
cool?
Were like, they were like, well, they don't listen to everyone else. They're like, hey, you peons, you guys stay there. They apparently made an early bid to grab Top Gear, which of course went to Amazon. Mm-hmm. And now, apparently after that, they kind of got the thinking well going. Apple now has been meeting with various Hollywood execs trying to grab like anything. It's unclear whether they're doing TV or movies or if it's going to be video on demand. Shut up, Al. It's going to be, something worthwhile instead of a crappy TV show that was on a few years ago. Oh, there is planned that they're thinking about making a movie with Hannibal, and apparently Hannibal's amazing.
Yes. The editor of PopBreak.com, actually, Bill Bodkin.
That's not his name.
Bill motherfucking Bodkin.
Thank you.
BMFB.
Show the man some respect.
We can't type it out on Facebook, but we can say it on Knob.
That's true. Bill motherfucking Bodkin, he absolutely adores Hannibal.
Sir Bill motherfucking.
So, he was knighted.
The fourth.
Oh, shit.
Father of dragons.
Okay, wait. Sir.
Son of. Yeah.
Sir Bill motherfucking Bodkin, the fourth. Mother of dragons?
No, father of dragons. Ruler of all the lands to the west. All
right, I'm done. I can't.
King of the north.
He said that show's phenomenal. And that was just my
objection. I've been it was like a 5-minute like lead up to he thinks it's good.
5 minutes later.
Oh my god, this and that and he says good. I've been wanting to watch it because I've seen all the movies. I've even seen Manhunter and I've seen all of them and I've been wanting to watch that for like quite a long time. Well, no, it's not a Hannibal Lecter movie. It's another movie, and he kind of like shows up in it. It's a different actor. It's not Anthony Hopkins, but he kind of pops in.
So what's the point?
Shut the fuck up. Fava beans. And they leave.
I have something relevant to say.
Do you? Yes. Chianti. Then he splits. Go ahead.
So here's my problem with this. This is great, and like I love that. Amazon.
This is great.
I love that Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, and Apple are all picking up these TV shows, whether they're going to be successful or not. I love they're getting in the business of picking up these TV shows and producing content and creating original content because it's going to lead eventually to the death of cable television, which I think is something we're all looking
forward
to.
It's about to die. Please. It's about to die. This is die. Al wants network TV to die.
I'm almost rooting for Apple because if Apple is successful, then like that's another nail in the coffin. But... like,
I just can't wait for them to say on the next commercial, we revolutionized
original
content. Yeah.
The first thing is when Apple comes out with this, we're going to say, we've revolutionized television.
That's right.
By putting television on the internet.
No, you didn't. Netflix. No, you didn't. That's what I was going to say.
The other thing, though, is okay, so if this is all going to happen, what there needs to be is there needs to be cooperation.
Nope.
There needs to be something because I don't want to pay for Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, and Apple all having their own exclusive shows. But then, so now you're following this to like the next logical conclusion. Oh, well, you should pay a larger fee to view all of these things at once, which is basically cable for the internet.
I was just going to say that. It's basically the next wave. It's like moving cable from one spot to the next.
Right. Because, exactly like, all right, so Netflix is $8, Amazon Prime is $50 a month.
No, $50.
$50 a year.
$50 a month? I don't care what the hell they're showing. I ain't paying that.
So it works out to about $4 a month. $8 a month for Netflix. How much is Hulu a month?
I don't. Same.
I think it's about the same rate as
Netflix. Do we know how
much
Apple's going to charge? It's going to be $100 billion a month?
No, it'd probably be affordable. Fuck you.
But they'll be like, oh, Brad Pitt's in this new show
so
with
even,
George Clooney.
Even if you subscribe to all four services.
Ocean's Apple. Street. Yeah.
Even if you subscribe to all four services, it's still costing you so much less than cable. Plus, you get, like, 2-day shipping from Amazon Prime.
Oh, cable hates them.
Truly, what a time to be alive.
Yeah. You know what's funny, too? Like, we're in my basement that I kind of tricked out with a bar and a fridge. That's it.
It's a table with cabinets.
And a TV.
Guys,
it's like a normal room.
I know.
Yeah.
Guys, I literally said a bar and a fridge. I was already giving myself no credit.
It's a table with cabinets and a small refrigerator.
Hey, TV's nice.
Yeah, the TV's nice. All
right. Well, basically, I brought a TV down here, and I have my Xbox, and I decided I'm not putting cable down here because fuck cable. That's it. That was my
He's making down. A stand against
no,
cable.
No, seriously, fuck cable. I put cable upstairs. Comcast, who I chose as my provider of internet and cable.
If you decide that.
You had no choice.
Yeah.
Yes. And they said, oh, sure. You get cable with us. We'll give you HBO and Showtime. I said, what? That's cool. Free HBO and Showtime? Love HBO and Showtime. Awesome. Great deal. HBO was the only one free. They were charging me for Showtime.
They lied.
Even though they lied. They just straight up lied. Second thing is, I don't have TBS. A like basic channel to most people. I don't have it. Just don't have TBS. I don't have a lot of channels that you would normally have. Oh, yeah. So, fuck you, cable. NBC, you can suck a dick as well.
I mean, for all the cable executives that are listening, right
you're really throwing down some major corporations
this is
right
why,
now.
This is why people torrent your shows. Mm-hmm. This is why people record your shows and skip through commercials.
Maybe the reason that you're doing a Heroes Reborn
is because you canceled Heroes in the first place and people were fucking pissed. Fuck you.
Well, it's sorry, cause, yeah, because like the other shows were picking up the scraps. Like, yeah, you canceled. Like, a conversation between me and my dad is my dad's TV life is coming to a close because everything he watches gets canceled. And then everything I watch either gets picked back up or it's just like it'll never get canceled. Basically, it's just yeah, just to name drop a couple. You're name dropping a lot of things tonight. Jesus.
Well, so, I mean, all right. Well, so to bring it back a little
there's
bit.
There's no limits.
I can't name drop anyone.
To bring it back
everybody's
a little
great.
Bit, you know, I don't know. Is there a show that you wish Apple TV would pick up? Because I assume they're just going to call it like Apple TV 2.0. We know. Sit back.
Chuck.
Sit back on the couch.
It's a great show.
Sit back on the couch.
It's a good show.
I would say Dexter's season 7.5. They forget the entire eighth season, and then they just kind of... No. I
would think Showtime would
honestly,
be the first tips at that.
Shut your mouth. Honestly, at this point, I can't think of anything, but...
Justified.
Oh, God. Yeah, that'd be amazing. I'm sure... They won't have a problem coming up with something. All right, what do people like? They like Brad Pitt and boobs. Let's do something with that.
Boob Pitt.
An Apple original
right
entertainment. Boob Pitt. I mean, the next thing is, too, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, you don't need cable anymore. You have, listen, you got, cable sucks. One out of every 50,000 shows on cable is good.
Yeah.
Not blows. Is good. You don't need to watch have cable for the news anymore. You have social media for the news.
I would not advocate getting your news from social media.
No, I mean literally.
Not literally
CNN,
like
Twitter.
Oh, did you see Jess's status?
No.
She's
like,
reporting
it. I would not advocate getting your news.
No, well, I'm saying there's
like news from the internet.
Literally,
I understand what the internet is. I would not advocate getting your news.
You don't think you should get your news from like CNN or
from
New York Times.
Social
or
media
Fox
is not
News
the internet.
I know him. He's an idiot, and I'm rephrasing what he's trying to say.
Okay, fine. All
right, hang on. Where do you get your news from?
Thank you.
Carrier pigeon.
Carrier pigeon.
So did you
send
know?
Send your responses to Lucas by carrier pigeon.
Did you know the Russians just built a wall separating the two Germanies? Can you believe that?
Build
shit?
This wall. I'm just trying to stress a point.
Can we talk about what just happened?
Doesn't need explanation.
You received a carrier pigeon. Wait.
You received it like a package. Was it dead because it came to your house 50 years ago to tell you that the fucking wall was up?
You received a carrier pigeon. Who sent it to you? From where? And why?
Was it frozen in a block of ice because it's been there for so long? Because
they sent you news. From 60 years in the past.
I'm going to tongue lash the shit out of you right now.
So a good friend of mine who lived in
named
East Berlin.
West Berlin, whatever.
Hans. A good friend of mine, Hans, who lived in East Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
He sent a pigeon to the United States.
Before he went to the Nakatomi Plaza? Was he like fucking like...
That pigeon unfortunately passed in 1954.
Mid-flight to your
and
house.
And since then...
Oh, has the birds been, like, yes, I know where you're saying, go, say it.
Since then, the birds have been picked up by other carrier pigeons, and so what arrived in my house was not a single carrier pigeon.
It was three of them, right?
It was a chain. Imagine one bird, like, carrying a chain link fence of carrier pigeons.
I figure one for each wing, one
and
for
attached
the note.
To the bottom of that chain of dead carrier pigeons was the note from Hans.
But wait,
was it just?
How were you friends with him 60 years ago? You're 24.
Well, you obviously sent him a letter when the Civil War was happening. So
what? Now we're just crossing the time stream.
Well,
here.
In the future, I become a time traveler and go back.
Time Cop 2 Lucas Edition. Did the letter just say, "Hey, Han, is to Lucas, I have something to tell you." Yeah. We get to call Pukan.
All right,
this is the stupidest conversation I've ever been a part of.
This is the conversation that...
This probably should end the podcast.
This brings us to the big time.
No, this should probably end the podcast.
Yes, it definitely should end.
Okay, I'm Lucas.
We still have one thing.
No, no more. No, it's done. I'm Lucas.
No, you can't just say I'm Lucas.
I'm Lucas.
No.
Okay, fine. Thanks for listening. You can check us out on...
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Do you ever end the podcast?
Can I try?
How dare you step on toes?
Thanks for listening. You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at News Over Brews. Check out our Twitter for a whole bunch of updates. Check out Instagram for beers that I post quite a bit. And check out our Facebook for stuff that Ryan posts. Beer news, beer pictures, a whole bunch of beer-related and entertainment stuff. For News Over Brews, my name is Lucas B. Jones.
And I'm Al Manarino. I thought that was great. You did good.
Thank you. I even got the voice down.
Yeah, but here's your problem.
What did I forget?
You told everyone to go follow us and stuff, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You did not mention where, like, at what?
Facebook, search News Over Brews. Twitter, search News Over Brews. And Instagram, search News Over Brews.
And that's why you're the worst at social media. It's not
freaking hard. Facebook.com/NewsOverBrews. Instagram.com/NewsOverBrews.
No, you just say at News Over Brews.
Oh, sorry. At News Over Brews.
For all of them, except Facebook.
Oh, check us out on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/NewsOverBrews.
Yes.
But you're already here because you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, or on iTunes.
Or on iTunes. iTunes.com.
Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yeah.
But you probably are since you're listening to the fucking podcast.
Well, they're listening to the podcast because obviously we sent the carrier pigeon out 6 years ago and they're just getting it now.
To the listeners?
To Hans. Hans got contacts, man.
Hans knows Franz. And Franz was able to.
Why are we ending the podcast now? I feel like we have a whole lot more to talk about.
We don't. It's 45 minutes in. We're good.
Who's checking times?
This is the thing. We were going to talk about a trailer to a Michael Fassbender movie that
nobody cares about.
No one has seen. No, everyone cares about it, but you have not seen it. I have not watched the new trailer.
Michael Fassbender's Penis 2, The Reckoning.
Yeah.
Is that's the title of that movie.
That's also called Shane.
It's coming out this Christmas.
We will.
Sign off. I'm Lucas Jones.
I'm Al Manarino.
And I'm Ryan DeMarco, and we're going to knock down the wall, the Great Wall of LaGuardia.
Thanks for listening.
Oh my god, you're the worst.
The worst.
Fucking idiots.